Now, Israel has approved the use of sniper fire against Palestinian stone throwers in Jerusalem al-Quds. Israel's Attorney General approved the plan after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged him to take harsher measures against rock throwers. Previously, Israeli police were only allowed to use rubber bullets to disperse protesters. Netanyahu also warned there will be significant fines for minors who throw stones at Israeli forces. The Jerusalem District Court has charged four Palestinian teenagers with throwing stones at Israeli security forces in the past 2 months. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Seattle once again and talk to Ramzi Baroud, activist and journalist. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Baroud, to use force against Palestinian stone throwers, is this just another excuse to clamp down on the Palestinians?
Well, I don't really think that Israel requires another excuse to crack down on Palestinian protesters. What I think really matters in this story is the context, and the political context of it is rather convoluted and very, very interesting. You know, as far as Netanyahu's government is concerned right now, you have these right-wing elements, the ultra-nationalist elements, which kind of really moved from the fringe of Israeli political class into the center. Now they are mainstream Israel politicians. And now they are really kind of influencing Netanyahu's thinking as far as the need from their point of view to annex Al-Aqsa Mosque, Haram el-Sharif, and to kind of end the status quo. And the current status quo is that the Al-Haram is under the control and the management of the Islamic Waqf, the Islamic Trust. There has been a lot of pressure to change that and to turn Al-Aqsa and Haram al-Sharif and give it to the same status as of Al-Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron, following the great massacre in 1994, when Baruch Goldstein killed over 30 and the Israeli army killed over 24 Palestinian protesters on that day. They want to see a duplication of that scenario, and this is why they have been, since last Sunday, creating all these provocative acts, trying to get Palestinians to fight back, and to use that as an opportunity to push for new laws and regulations. And one of them is this latest that is pushed by Prime Minister Netanyahu, where Attorney General Yehuda Weinstein finally approved the use of sniper rifle fire on protesters. And by the way, this is really the first time in international law history where they are faced with this question, where a country, supposedly a democratic country, is actually calling for or allowing the use of sniper rifles against Palestinian stone throwers who are mostly young people under the age of 16.
Interestingly, what do you think about the proportion of the response by the Israelis to stone-throwing Palestinians? I mean, is that in proportion to what the Palestinians are doing, sniper fire?
Well, not really, but it really never, I mean, Israeli action against Palestinians anywhere has never been in proportion. Just today, in fact, there was a new report by Defense for Children International that came up with a report that says 1,991 Palestinian child, that's nearly 2,000 Palestinian children who were killed by Israel since the year 2000. Almost none of them were involved in any sort of combat or any sort of violent acts against the Israelis. So this is the reality that Netanyahu thinks is just not good enough. And yet they still want to escalate. So imagine a scenario in which the war on Palestinian children is escalated beyond the killing of this very large number of children within the matter of few years. It's really kind of quite an unprecedented, not just in international law, but even within the thinking, the disproportionate military thinking of the Israeli army and the Israeli government.
All right, Ramzi Baroud, activist and journalist from Seattle. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.